All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Friday's with Sandy Williams. You know, Sandy, here's another sign that we're headed towards a tough time. Home ownership slipping out of reach for Americans and in most counties. And so when you just look at where we were just at a point where people were actually, their homes were overpriced, and people were certainly paying more. And now we're at a point, and it's almost like overnight, you know, where it's all been shut down.
Well, you know, it is amazing. The median price for a home in America, I think, has gone up to like $440,000.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, that right there, you know, that home is out of range. For the median family income in America is $75,000. We've been talking about that before. How could a median family afford the median house, right? So you've got a family of that earns $75,000 can barely afford to buy a home that would cost $200,000,
right,
or $250,000. They can't afford a $450,000 home. So, well, first of all, you know, let's get real here. Something like only half of the families to no more than three quarters of the families in America own homes. So at least probably half of those families below the median don't own homes. So maybe the median family, maybe the median income for a family that owns a home, let's even say it's $100,000 or $110,000. How do they afford a $450,000 home? I mean, you can see with the math. I don't know what the income would have to be. I'd have to get my calculator out and spend a little time with it to figure out how much income should a family have to buy a $450,000 home, but I suspect it's $200,000.
You know, Sandy, it's...
And so that means that the median home is pretty much getting out of reach for the median group of families that would otherwise own homes. So that's an issue that's going to put a damper on the rise in home prices. You'd have to have an income rise to support it in order for it to continue to go up. What has supported the rise for a while has been the willingness of families to spend a higher percentage of their income on housing. And so we've probably come to the very uppermost reach of that capacity right now, and furthermore, the banks who have been making loans have apparently been using relatively tight lending policies. So unlike the bubble of 2008, where we had lots of people owning homes that they had no business owning, it's probably true that most of the people who own homes today can't afford them, but they're probably at the very upper reach of affording them. And so, you know, it's likely, because it's happening now in a bunch of countries around the world, home prices are going to begin to go down. They probably won't plummet like they did in 2008, but they probably are likely to taper down.
So people who couldn't afford those houses in 2008 lost them.
Yes.
And so it took until recently for the people who lost those houses never recovered those homes because they should have never had them in the first place.
Well,
right?
One of the things that could buffer families in the current situation is many of them hopefully have 30-year fixed mortgages. And if they do, then the rise in interest rates isn't going to affect them in their existing home if they don't have to refinance. So they're going to be able to stay in their existing home and pay the amount of money that they had planned on spending in their existing home, even though that existing home maybe has a rising value. But if they get out of that home and they have to go into a new home and they have to get a new mortgage, instead of paying 2.5% interest or 3% on the mortgage, they're going to pay 6% or 6.5%. That's what's going to taper the demand for housing. That's what's going to buffer
right.
this price increase. That's what could cause some price decreases. But that's a different kind of a problem than the problem in 2008.
Because of a lending institution is going to look at all of that and say, really, you're you're overtaxed. I mean, there's no way you're not a good bet, right?
Yeah, you're not a good bet for a mortgage, so we can't give you a mortgage at 5%, you know, at 6%. We do the math on what your monthly payments are, and you can't support it. You can't buy this house for $450. You can only spend $400. So pretty soon the bidding for the houses that come on the market goes down to reflect the monthly payments that the buyers can afford to pay in order to buy the house. That's going to taper the demand for housing. That's different than the collapse in 2008 when lots of people owned houses that they could not afford.
So median price single family homes and condos are less affordable in the second quarter of 2022 compared to historical averages in 97% of counties across the nation. With enough data to analyze, 97% of those counties, that was up from 69% of the counties that were historically less affordable in 2021. That's a tremendous, 30%.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the very math we were talking about. So, in fact, that's a demonstration, I suppose, of the validity of what I was saying earlier, that houses are getting more expensive, interest rates going up is making them even less affordable, so that the rise in interest rates on mortgages is going to cause people to back off on their capacity.
But, Sandy, it's at the same time that rental rates have increased. And so people are caught between a rock and a hard place. I've got to pay even more for rent. I'm better off trying to own a property.
Yeah.
And
except that now the calculus for owning the property has become more difficult because of the interest rate.
This again is where people are.
If the interest rate's going to drive people into renting. I mean, the answer is that the increase in the price of houses, coupled with the increase in interest rates on mortgages, is going to make the achievement of the American dream more difficult if it isn't matched with a rapid increase in the size of the middle class as well as the income of the median family in America. And so, we need a readjustment in the earnings profile of the mass population in America in order to make the American dream again as possible. Because, I think Tom or somebody said, it's right. The American dream has morphed from what it used to be, which was a family that could own a home, own a car, maybe own two cars, send their kids to college.
Go on a vacation every now and then.
Go on vacation every year, and that was the American dream. And now, first of all, for many people, that's not achievable. But for some people, the American dream has turned into three homes and five cars and much greater wealth than is necessary to achieve the comfortable American life.
Sandy, and all of these things happening when I keep hearing and reading about the fact that wages have been up 5% or so over for the first time, and I don't know how long wages.
Well, real income was going up faster than inflation until inflation hit about 8% most recently. So it had gone up like 7%, but housing had gone up 25%. The price of a house. So there are some things that are racing ahead of income, and there's no question right now that the inflation is not being wage driven, it's being shortage driven. Okay. And, in the 70s, there was a lot of talk, particularly amongst the Republicans, that we had a wage price spiral and that higher wages were driving inflation, which is a way of justifying taking money out of the pockets of Tom, Dick, and Mary to stop this inflation, which is such a general economic problem. Inflation is a problem that is felt the most at heart. It's felt the most by Tom, Dick, and Mary because, as we know now, when you go to the grocery store and spend a lot more money, or when you go to the gas pump and spend a lot more money, it hurts. Inflation is felt very, very hard by people who own assets because when inflation goes up, the amount of wealth they have can be halved. But you know what? Half of really, really wealthy is still really wealthy. And so they don't experience pain. They just experience discomfort.
Yeah.
Okay. Pain is experienced by Tom, Dick, and Mary. And so the problem with inflation is the solution to inflation tends to be to inflict even more pain on Tom, Dick, and Mary to avoid them having increased wages.
All right. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. It's Friday with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.